G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 17. I'm John Barker. We've got the whole band back together joining me this week. Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Joel, we head to Ipswich for the main racing on Saturday. And we run into another heavy track.
Yes, we do. They have been hit by a deluge earlier this week, Tuesday, Wednesday. Plenty of rain has fallen. I think it's reasonably okay for the next couple of days. It might improve, but it's certainly going to be a soft seven, I would have thought, at the best, but still likely to be heavy. Big fields, though. They're all stepping out, although there are a few early scratchings, but they're still decent fields.
Carl, you've been away from us for a couple of weeks, so I assume it's been another profitable period for you?
Trying our best, but I won't be... found the winner of the Stradbroke last week at 21, which was nice, but won't be having a bet at Ipswich this weekend. Just one of the tracks I'd love to not bet at. Big fields, plenty of interference, and evenly matched fields on the weekend, and it's going to be a heavy track, so... I'll leave you in the capable hands of Joel Marshall to talk you through all the stakes races there.
Well, so you're not going to have a bet. You're not even going to tip.
No, I'm not even going to give the listeners a tip. If I'm going to have a bet, I'll probably just lay favourites all day long and hope they get knocked over.
All right, well, the bad news for you is that the favourites usually, not last year, but usually go very well at this meeting, running around about 30%, which is a little bit up on the average anyway.
There is a particularly good lay, which I'll mention a bit later.
Has Gay Waterhouse got a runner in their own race?
She has, yes.
Oh, she has?
Slumber Party, if it gets a run, and it already has a run.
I think she hasn't won it yet, has she?
I not only has she not won it, I don't reckon she's ever had a runner in it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she has either. But yeah, Slumber Party, first emergency, but it does already have a run with the early scratching of My Little Flicker.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll start. We'll take you through the black type racing. There's only three races, short and sharp. First of those is the main race, Channel 7 Ipswich Cup Race 7, 2150 metres, worth $180,000.
I've got six self-cents on top here, backing up from the Brisbane Cup last week, where he got back to last and never gave a yelp. It was a firming track. A lot of the jockeys were saying it was getting pretty firm towards the back end of the day, and just never got into the race. Chocanti went to the front, dominated the race, and Self-Sense's previous form was pretty good. He's a handy stayer, and I thought from a better draw onto rain-affected ground, which he likes, can certainly back him each way. From two jumbo prints, does look well-placed. He's a very consistent sort. Number one, Benzini, the class. He's got that big weight. That's going to be testing him out, but he'll certainly give a good account of himself like he did last week, and five, Feltra, is capable of improving. The other one to include would be Sought After from the Waterhouse Spot Yard. Your likely leader, she'll give a pretty good sight out in front.
Second of the black type races at Ipswich is the listed City of Ipswich Eyeliner Stakes, Race 8, 1350.
Another Victorian trained galloper here, Yesterday's Songs on top for me. Really good effort last time out in the Morton Cup, the Group 2 race. It was an on-speed dominated affair. He settled midfield and he made okay ground, sort of basically held his ground, but did a good job to run fifth. He's had the three runs at 1200 now, looking for that extra bit of distance, and can handle rain affected ground. So I'm keen on number 8, Yesterday's Songs, to beat 13, Top Tone, who's huge odds. He's up in class, but he's been racing really well. He's drawn wide again, but he'll press forward, and I think he'll give you a bit of a sight at odds. Another one that will press forward is 16, Monsieur Gustave, who's also up in class, but he's a talented on pacer, and 6, the Virginian, next best.
And we finish with Race 9, Sky Racing Gay Waterhouse Classic, also 1350, this one for the fillies and mares.
Found it hard to split the Godolphin pair, Kinshachi and Maternal. Maternal's come up with another horror gate. Kinshachi's drawn well, but she does give plenty of weight away. So look, I've gone with Kinshachi, even though she's got the 59. She was pretty good in that same race. She worked to the line well. Maternal drew off the track and wasn't knocked about in the straight. 8, Queen of Wands. Always had a bit of ability, this filly, mare now, and did a really good job first up for the Guy stable. Didn't beat a lot, but she won impressively. I think she can measure up here. And 6, Not On Your Life. Better on firmer tracks, but certainly has some sort of a hope, as does Slumber Party.
All right, well, Joel's best was Yesterday's Songs, Race 8, number 8, and Value Bet, Race 7, number 6, Self-Sense, which we've been through. But, Joel, I'm just looking for this lay of the day, because I can't really see anything under about $4. What's your lay of the day?
Oh, the lay, well, some of the early markets have gone up $3.50 for All Zin in race 6 in the provincial stayers race, and he's flying. He's in good form, but on dry tracks. He's had seven on soft, never run a place. He's never been on heavy, and they've scratched him numerous times on heavy. They may just run because it's a $100,000 race, but $3.50, yeah, leave me out of that.
Alrighty, we go back to the Valley in Melbourne, and strong fields all day. Travis Harrison Cup is the feature, race 8. We'll start with you, Carl. What have you found for us at the Val?
Quite keen on race 6, number 7, Mystified, trained by Ryan Belfer and to be ridden by Damien Oliver. Damien Oliver won on this horse at Mooney Valley 5 starts ago over 9.55, but the Daughter of Wanted has developed into a bit of a sort of 1,200 metre, maybe even 1,400 to a mile type horse, and gets back and has been hitting line strongly. Two starts ago, drew the inside barrier, was three back the inside, didn't get a clear run at them until the 200, and surged late to finish third with the two horses that beat it out wide on the track. And then last time, it drew the outside barrier, barrier 11 to 12, I should say, got back to second last. Everyone saw the run of Highland Beat, which was climbing all over their backs in the straight, and is now $4.80 favourite here, but everyone seemed to miss the run of Mystified, who came widest of all, ran the best closing sectionals, and was sensational through the line, and it's $13. So certainly would urge the listeners into Mystified each way.
All right, and what have you got for a... what else have you got?
Anything else? I'm half tempted to go Petrology as well at 16-1. I just need to convince myself that Petrology can handle Mooney Valley. I think, but he might get the right toe into the race from the two horses up the top of the weights, Amavasio and also Kenjawood, who draw wide and might take him into it. So that's a bit of a rough in the eighth. And Behave in the first race should atone for his last start defeat when second. I think he draws a better barrier, should be prominent throughout.
Okay, Joel, what have you got at Mooney Valley?
Well, myself and Carl will both be on RSN 927 Saturday morning, so you can tune in there for all of our tips. Petrology, I've got him on top as well, so I'm a bit keen on him. But my best is good odds in the last. I like Sovereign Duke. He's a really consistent sprinter, going really well. Second to Nikitas at the Bull. He then bolted in his next start. He ran pretty well at Sandown. It was a solidly run race. Went fifth there behind Relito, who had the nice run and swept home over the top. That was same race as Nikitas and Kalashani Lad. There's good form through that race, and I thought his run in the Golden Topaz was really brave on speed. So I think with the claim, he'll push forward. He'll be really hard to beat at good odds. And my value bet is in Mystified's race. I thought Mystified is in my picks, but I've gone for Go Public. A horse I've always had a bit of time for. Tricky gate. That's what could bring him unstuck, but I think he'll go back, and he's a talented sort. His jump outs recently have been really good. Comes through a very strong jump out indeed against Vega Magic and a couple of other smart maiden winners. He's a horse that sort of always shown plenty of ability. He's been taken along slowly, so I'll make him my value.
Might want to touch further as well at the mare placement.
Yeah, so keep waiting for him to get deeper into a prep and get out over further, but he just sort of hasn't had any deep campaigns.
Nice horse. Danny O'Brien's got a lot of lovely three-year-olds. I mean, the new boy's his oldest horse. He's 8-year-old. He's got a 6-year-old in his stable. All the rest of them are under the age of three. So obviously we know his circumstances at the moment. It's all at VCAT, but if he can get through that testing period for him, he's got a lovely batch of three-year-olds.
All right, well, Carl, the bad news for you is that I'm with race 6, number 7, Mr. 5, as well. Carl's got a story in Winning Post this week. He's interviewed Ryan Balfour about the chances of Mr. 5 and some of the other up-and-coming youngsters in his stable. And after I had gone through that story, I emailed Tony Nebo and said, yeah, look, Carl's taken up half a page too with his interview with Ryan Balfour about this thing that's not going to win on Saturday.
Thank you.
when I had a look at it, actually had a closer look at the run, yes, I tend to agree. So I have got Mystified, but my best, in fact, I'm going to switch my best at value bit because, as happens all too often, the best bet is paying more than the value bit. So the value bet, which is now the best bet, was Lord Da Vinci, race 5, number 2. I just seemed to go quite well with his Tasmanian form, but I just thought that, you know, everyone seemed to be, every bloody dog barking and man in a tree was talking about Relders. I can't believe that Lord Da Vinci's
come up short, hasn't he?
Yeah, and even we should touch on both of us going for Petrology. We better brace ourselves on Saturday morning. The SMS machine at RSN might light up because that horse is much maligned for not winning.
He's going really well,
isn't he? He's going really well, and he's 16-1.
So. And he does click with Corey Parrish. Mm. He does seem to run his best races with him these days. I think there's plenty of hopes in that.
Well, there's two of him, isn't there? Yeah. There's two of them. There's the good Petrology and the bad Petrology. And look, if the good Petrology turns up, he can win the race.
He definitely can.
And race 8, number 4, my value bet, Rhythm to Spare. Still only not exactly a
$5 favourite, isn't it?
Well, it's better than $3.50 favourite.
Yeah.
No Lloyd Horst in on Saturday to.
No, it's a bloody.
You did it midweek for all its backers of Grand Duke of Tuscany.
Yeah, did it again, eh? Last week.
It's like McCain. You've done it again.
Yeah. Rosehill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and we have a heavy ace, Joel.
Yes, another wet track in Sydney this week. Yeah, not really keen on the program, to be honest. Much more keener about Mooney Valley and to a lesser extent Ipswich. But Leopari, I've made my best. I was pretty keen on him 2 weeks ago. They scratched him from the wide gate. Kept him ticking over. He's had a trial, and Hugh Bowman to ride. He's in against a couple of pretty good wet trackers, mainly Mossendale, who's going to be hard to beat because he just loves wet tracks and he never knows how to run a bad race. But I think Leopari's ready to win. He's going well. It was a really good run at Hawkesbury and just got a bit too far back and held up for a bit too long last start. And struggled to find anything else, really. But I made Francesco in the last race my value. He is in race 7, where I've put him in for 4th. Don't know if he can win that at 1,100, but I think the 1,350 benchmark 78 is his go. Number 18, if he gets into the race. He's trialled up pretty nicely. First run for Mark Newnham. His form last time in wasn't bad. He handles the heavy. It's a pretty bad race, but I think he can run well if he runs in it.
Yeah, echo your sentiments there. That last race is horrible in Sydney, and in saying that, I've made my value bet in that race as well, probably because we think those fancied runners a bit too short. I've gone with Dream Lane, number 7, as the value bet. I thought the last start run was okay, getting a bit too far back from a wide barrier and battling on fairly behind First Hand, who rode the speed and won that race. Start before was quite good though, behind Bonnie O'Reilly, and that's a strong form reference, I think. So Dream Lane can do something around about 20-1. The best bet comes up in the race earlier, race 8, number 7. This is a French import horse, Karzoff. First up from a spell, ran second at Warwick Farm behind the informed Polaris Jack, pretty talented horse trained by Les Bridge. Well, Karzoff comes through some very, very strong French races last year. They would have paid an arm and a leg for this horse, and he's only got a 72 rating. So he'll go through his grades. Whether he wins on Saturday remains to be seen, but I'm sure he'll put a picket fence together not before too long. He's 350. He's probably around about that right price, but he's going to go through his grades.
Yeah. Just apropos of nothing, I wonder... I wonder how long it's going to take before there's a racehorse called Kofifi. Can't be too much longer. I suppose it's a question of having just having one ready to go. Otherwise, it's kind of the novelty's worn off by the time you get to the track. Morfordville. They're racing on the course proper, which clearly has recovered from its exertions, and in a bonus for punters who want to punt on a good track, it's a good track.
John. Yeah, well, I do have one. You've thrown to me for Adelaide, and I do have one. Two Ducks Arty, race 5, number 9. Drawn badly, but trialled really well before that first up run, and had run of my rare bets in Adelaide first up, and he was a bit unlucky. He hit the line really well. I think he's come back in good order, as I said, off that good trial. Second up here, he's going to get back again, but he'll be finishing strongly, so I will follow up with him.
Yeah, had no luck in the straight, Two Ducks Arty. I'm with Napolitan in that race, who's trialled up quite strongly. My best bet of the day is in the last. It's, what is it? Let me have a look here. It is Pale Ale, race 8, number 3. This is a former New South Wales galloper trained by Jason Coyle, now with Danielle Wilson. The trial leading into this was sensational. Its Sydney form is in much stronger races. We were just talking about First Hand winning a race on a Saturday program in Sydney. Well, this horse rattled home behind it 4 starts ago with a Canterbury midweeker. Just gets back. Does have a knack of bombing the start a little bit, but will be flying home from that wide barrier and does look lengths better than the opposition. Value bet comes up in race 6. It's number 6, Halia Rothstar, another swooper who has been steadily building fitness this prep. Gets out to the mile 4th up. Has gone to the line slightly untested the past 2 runs, and first up just 100-1, totally unsuited over the 1,200 metres. Anna Yusha back aboard. She's had two wins from three goes on Haydalia Rothstar. And yeah, great price, I think, there as well, around about $15, $16.
All right, Belmont. Once again, the venue for Perth Racing on Saturday. There is a Group 3 race. Joel, you may as well take us through the last three races, because your value bet's in the 6th, your best bet's in the 8th, and the big race is the 7th.
Well, my value kicks us off. Race 6, number 4, Barraki Beats. Can have a habit of missing the start, as he did first up, but it was given no hope after that. Sold around to the front out very wide and spent his chips before the turn, dropped out. He's much better than that. He does improve second up as a rule. So from gate 3, if he can jump a bit better, he'll put himself a bit closer without having to do any work. So he can improve. Race 7 is the feature, the Hyperion Stakes, Scales of Justice. Looks to have come back pretty well. He was very brave first up, sitting wide and running second. Really good effort, out to the mile, second up, wait for age. You'd think he'd be pretty hard to beat. From 3, Disposition, 5, Battle Hero, and 8, Lightning in My Veins, maybe an improver. And my best is Humanity, race 8, number 8. He's a talented 3-year-old, just taking a little while to find his best this time in, but he was better third up, and I think out to a mile suits. He should be able to get up on top of the pace and try to dominate. And if he can, I think he'll be pretty hard to catch.
Earlier in the day, they are racing across the Tasman at Ruakaka and Trentham.
Yeah, Ruakaka, always good to race there during the winter because the track never gets too wet. Dead force surface, which should suit a lot of these horses. Command Royal is my best, race 8, number 7. Promising galloper. Hit the line strongly last time out from a wide gate. Drawn 1 on Saturday, should get all favours. And my value bet is Chancery, race 6, number 11. Had been getting back in his races and running on, and then last time out they stepped him up to the 2100 first time. He covered a bit of ground, he battled away well for fourth. He is up a rating band, but he does drop 4 kilos, and I think he's got a bit of upside in this distance range. Trentham, it is actually an Awaputi meeting, but it is run at Trentham, and they've got a couple of featured jumps races. My best bet is on the flat, race 4, number 5, Melacanto. Good effort last start at odds. Does look close to breaking through this time in. And my value is in the Manawatu Steeplechase, race 6, number 7, the Oyster Man, who was our value bet last start, and he ran second. He's still a maiden over the jumps, but he does compete pretty well, even in open company. He's worth another each-way bet.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Of course, your winning post covers not only Saturday, but Friday and Sunday in full. Sunday's highlights include the action at Sale in Victoria and the Warhope Cup at Port Macquarie. And we've, of course, got all your favourite editorial features as well. And still only $5. Last of all, our best $20 bet for the weekend. And look, I'd be hoping for a little bit more than $3.50. I think Relas might come in for a bit of support and we might get out a bit. That's race 5, number 2 at the Valley, Lord Da Vinci. Joel?
Yeah, I'll go the Valley as well. I'll go each way in the last. Sovereign Duke, race 9, number 8.
And I'll go last race Adelaide, race 8, number 3, Palewell.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.